I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been over 2 months since a violent attack against Christians in Pakistan's Punjab province. Dozens of Christian homes and at least 32 churches were vandalized and torched. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry.
They can't go back to work. They can't go to school. Their stuff is still burned. Their churches were still torn down. And the government's not doing anything to help these Christians to get those things back.
A Mission Cry team recently went to Pakistan to support Christians displaced by the attack.
We're going to take 100 of these people who are living in a field, and we are going to feed them for 30 days. And we are going to disciple them with the G300, which is in the back of our Mission Cry and ASB Bible in Urdu.
Support these persecuted believers with Mission Cry at missionnews.org. The International Religious Freedom Act turned 25 on Friday. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it prioritized religious freedom in United States foreign policy and also created two government bodies that advance religious freedom worldwide. However, prioritizing religious freedom on paper or principle is very different than upholding it in action.
It's not something that a lot of government officials are talking about. The law established a toolbox for the administration to use. You can sanction a foreign government because of repeated persecution of religious minorities, but most of the administrations have been hesitant to use those tools.
Protecting religious freedom allows Christians to share the gospel. Persecuted believers often need an advocate. Help spread the word at missionnews.org.
Pray for wisdom for our government officials and discernment in using those tools to genuinely protect religious minorities in countries around the world.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.